Hi, I'm Ray with yet another podcast episode, this time all about kids, or should I say children, bringing them up, tantrums, hormones, all this sort of thing, and also what our parents used to say to us when we were kids, threatening remarks, and unless you do that, there'll be trouble. You probably remember some like, "Wait until your father gets home." That was a classic line from Mother, wasn't it? "You've done something wrong. And you just wait until your father gets home. Your dad, when he gets home, there'll be trouble." I remember my dad, my mother would say, "He needs a good talking to." So my dad would say, talk to. "There you are, I've done it. He had a good talking to." I think other dads were more strict. I remember a friend of mine, he fell off, it was my bike actually, he fell off my bike and broke his arm. We'd swap bikes for some stupid reason. Fell off and broke his arm. And I went back to his house with him. And his mother said, "Oh, you wait until your dad gets home." And his dad actually got home while I was there, and he went mental. Absolutely, "How dare you break your arm?" Like he'd done it deliberately. Absolutely crazy. But there we are. "Wait until your father gets home." That's a good one. "Just don't tell your mother." Now, that was one that Dad would say, isn't it? You'd do something and he'd say, "Oh, my goodness, don't tell your mother." Yeah, because she would go mad. So I think the parents very often would play one off against the other. And sometimes a mother would say, "Don't tell your father, for goodness sake." Then there are some odd sayings. "Don't make that face or the wind will change and you'll stay like that." There was another one about making a face. I can't remember. "Or with your mouth open, you're trying to catch a fly," or something like that. "You're big enough and ugly enough. Eat your crusts and your hair will go curly." Now, that was another way parents tried to get kids to eat food they didn't want to eat. Oh, another one was carrots, wasn't it? "Eat your carrots and you'll be able to see in the dark." Well, apparently that was a load of rubbish. Carrots won't help you see in the dark at all. So money doesn't grow on trees, you know. "And I'm not made of money." That was another one, wasn't it? "Can I just have..." "No." "Yeah, but..." "No." "Yeah, but..." "I've got the money." "Yeah, but..." "No, money doesn't grow on trees." Another one is... what was it? "I want doesn't get." You know, when the child's saying, "I want this, I want that, I want this." "I want doesn't get," which is true. That's good. Why? "Because I said so." "Can I do so and so?" "No, you can't." "Why?" "Because I said so." "I'm going to turn this car around." That was a good one. "If you lot don't stop arguing, I'm going to turn this car around." Do you remember that sort of thing? "No pudding. No pudding before dinner." Right, if you don't eat your dinner, you can't have your pudding. Another mild threat was "just wait and see." And that would be what the sort of consequences of your actions. You know, you just wait and see what's going to happen. I don't think anything ever did happen. "Ask your dad." So the child says, "Can I go over the park?" "Go and ask your dad." That way, you're transferring the responsibility over to the father. You know, the mother is sort of getting out of the... Just say, "Well, go and ask him. If he says yes, then it's all right. And if it all goes wrong, then it's obviously the father's fault, isn't it?" If someone asked you to jump off a cliff, would you? That's an old one, isn't it? You know, if someone jumped off the end of the pier, would you do that? Basically, that means don't do something crazy just because one of your friends has done it. Don't do something stupid just because someone else... Do you remember that? You know, the child would get in from school. "Can I have a TV in my bedroom, please?" "No, you can't." "Why?" "Well, because I said so." "Yeah, but everyone else in my class has got a TV in their bedroom." Now, this is a true story. This happened. One of my kids said to me, "Can I have a telly in the bedroom?" I said, "No, you can't. Everyone else in my class has got one." Eventually, I got a TV in the bedroom, right? That was that. They were sorted. Other kids came round. "Oh, wow, you've got a TV in your bedroom. I wish I had one." Asking some of the... How many kids have got TV? Who's got TV in a bedroom? None of them. None of them. My child was the only one in the class that had a TV in the bedroom. I've told you 1,000 times. What is it? If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. That's when it's yeah, but is good, isn't it? Adults use that, you know. "Can I do so-and-so?" "No, no." "Oh, yeah, but." "Yeah, but." Say pardon, not what. "What?" "Excuse me, pardon me, what?" It's funny how we bring up kids, isn't it? I mean, I remember all this. It's thank you, not cheers. Oh, cheers. Cheers, mate. I mean, you haven't bought them a drink. You say cheers when they bought you a drink. You say thank you. What did your last slave die of? That's if you... Yes, you say to one of the kids, could you just go and clean up out there? Well, what did your last slave die of? As if the kids are slaves. They're hardly slaves. And I remember this with the little ones. Well, not so little, young ones. Can you go and sort out the mess, I don't know, in the back garden? Well, I didn't do it. No, it doesn't matter who did it. Could you sort out the mess out there? Someone's got to clear it up. Yeah, but I didn't do it. And they don't seem to understand that just because they didn't do it doesn't mean to say they can't clear it up. I remember my mother saying, you know, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, but I still have to clear it up. You'll take someone's eye out with that. Well, that's a stick, wasn't it? You know how kids wave sticks around. It'll all end in tears. Do you know, I use that today with adult things. I see something on the news and I'll say to my wife, this is going to end in tears. And it usually does. Yeah, I want never gets. Well, that's the same as I want doesn't get. I want never gets. I'm just going down this list that I've made here. Close the door. Were you born in a barn? I remember as a kid, a friend of mine's dad, I was round his house, and he just said to me, were you born in a barn? And I said, no, I was only about 8. I said, no. And he said, well, can you shut the door? You left the door open. You must have been born in a barn. And I didn't get it. And I said to my friend afterwards, what do you mean, was I born in a barn? And then he explained, no barn doors, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't sit too close to the television, you'll get square eyes. Well, that goes back to the 60s, when we used to watch the goggle box. That's what we used to call it, the goggle box. You sit too close to it, you'll get square eyes. Actually, that's just totally untrue, isn't it? I think most of these things are completely untrue. There's no such word as can't, says on my list. I remember being told that. Right, can you go and do so-and-so? Oh, I can't. There's no such word as can't. Just go and do it. That's funny. Another one I use even to this day. Do as I say, not as I do. Now that's good, isn't it? That really is good. That's basically self-explanatory. Do as I say, not as I do. I remember someone saying that when I had a job in a workshop, TV workshop years ago. I remember the boss saying, do as I say, not as I do. Because he did something that really he shouldn't have done and we certainly shouldn't do. Back in my day, there's one that, well, I always try and slightly change that. When I was a boy, that's my one. When I was a boy, back in my day, I'd see a policeman cycle past on a bicycle. And we didn't cheek him, we weren't rude to him because you get a cuff round the head. That's the sort of thing, you know, back in my day, when I was a boy. Whereas these days, don't take any notice of the police. As long as you live under my roof, you'll live by my rules. That, yes, I've heard that one. Yep, I want to go out. No, you're not going out. No one goes out after 8 o'clock at night. It's always, but. As long as you live under my roof, you'll live by my rules. So there. Oh, stop crying before I give you something to cry about. That's a good one. A child's crying because he can't have this or that. If you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about. In other words, a whack. Oh, not allowed to whack kids these days, are we? I had plenty of slaps in my day. Didn't do me any harm. I'll wash your mouth out with soap. That's it. Or go and wash your mouth out with soap. That's if you swore, isn't it? If you said a naughty word in front of your mum or your dad, or they overheard you. Wash your mouth out with soap. That's disgusting. You brought this on yourself. Yeah, well, that's true. That's the same as, you know, you made your bed, you go and lie in it or something, isn't it? I like that one. You'll live. Yeah, you fall over and bash your knee. Oh, my God, there's blood everywhere. Don't worry, you'll live. So you're not going to die from a cut knee. If you act like a child, I'll treat you like a child. That was an odd thing. I remember people saying that to me. That was an odd thing to say to a child because you were a child, or I was a child. Yeah, so that's rather an odd thing to say. Talking to you is like talking to a brick wall. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. I remember that one. That was good. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you to do it. I remember when I was a little bit older than a child, well, sort of 12 years old, something like that. My mother, if I'd done something wrong, she'd whack my bum as I passed. Or she'd perhaps just sort of push me gently out of the way or something like that. And I'd go flying across the room, crash into furniture and against the wall, end up on the floor. Oh, my back, my leg. Oh, dear. And she'd say, I hardly touched you. Oh, you threw me across the room. And I'd do all this sort of dramatic act as if she'd hurled me across into the wall and I got a broken leg and all sorts of problems. That was funny. And she used to say, I'll remember this. That was her favourite. I'll remember this, whatever I'd done. She never did remember. I'm sure she didn't remember. In fact, in the end, I used to say, no, you won't. You won't remember this at all. And the other one was, I'm going out now. You're not going anywhere until you tidy your room. Yes, but I've just... there it is again. Yes, but... Yeah, but I've just tidied my room. No, you haven't. That's not tidy. Do it properly. Yeah, but you're not going out until... And so it goes on. I often look back, or I look at kids these days, and I think, why don't they just do it? Quickly tidy the room, problem solved, then they can go out. You know, there won't be any trouble then. It's so easy. Talking of going out, I just remembered a stupid joke. Actually, it's quite good. You're not going out dressed like that. Oh, but Mum, no, you're not going out dressed like that. That miniskirt is so short, it's hardly worth wearing. But Mum, Malcolm, I've told you. Oh, that's just, I don't know why, it just makes me laugh. Malcolm. When I was in my teens, in the morning, my mum would say, oh, you got back late last night. Yes. Where did you go? Nowhere. In fact, the night before, she'd say, where are you going? Out. Out. Anyway, in the morning, oh, where did you go? Did you meet a girl? Of course, didn't answer that sort of thing. You don't answer questions like that when you're in your teens. What colour was her hair? What was her name? And my mother would do this in the morning. Are you going to see her again? And I hadn't even said that I'd seen a girl or met a girl. What's she like? Oh, dear. Teens, that was a funny... I mean, with girls, not so much boys, but boys grunt, don't they? Had a good day at school? Have you done your homework? That's all it is, isn't it? A sort of grunt. I remember... I remember meeting kids, I don't know, other parents' kids, and they'd say, oh, look, this is Ray Sailor. I'd say, oh, hi, how are you doing? Ugh. You'd get a grunt. Whereas the girls, with their hormones, this is now early teens, mid-teens, isn't it? Tantrums, slamming doors. That was a favourite, wasn't it? Well, it still is, no doubt. I don't know, don't have any teenage kids anymore. Slamming doors. Stomp upstairs, slam the door shut. And then, are you all right? Yes. Well, obviously not all right, that you wouldn't say yes like that. Some parents, I do understand, they get to the end of their tether with children, you know, when they're bickering and fighting and arguing. Goodness me, it's enough to drive anyone to drink, isn't it? Or drive them up the wall. That's another saying, up the wall, round the bend. Grandkids are great fun, aren't they? Grandchildren, our grandchildren, I mean, they're older now, but they come round, you know, Grandad, can I have a sweet? And I'd say, have you asked your mum? You know, if her mum was still here. Sometimes we'd have sleepovers, which was good fun. So, have you asked your mum? Yes, she said, I can have a sweet. Okay, there you go then. Next minute, mum comes out. I said, you couldn't have a sweet. Grandad, why have you given her a sweet? I said, she couldn't have sweets. And then, of course, it's all Grandad's fault. That's funny. I remember our little granddaughter. I'd say, look, there's a sweet. Don't tell mummy I've given you a sweetie, all right? She'd go straight into the other room. Mum, granddad gave me a sweet. They don't seem to grasp the concept that they're not, you know, I'm giving them a sweet and you're not meant to tell. So funny. As they say, out of the mouths of babes. I remember, I forget which one it was now, one of the grandkids. We bumped into someone in the street. And she looked at me and she said, Grandad, why is he so fat? I thought, oh, goodness me, why is he so fat? There's no answer to that, is there? I learnt at an early age with parenting, whichever way you bring up your children, someone will say it's wrong. And you find, I always found, that the people that would say, I wouldn't let a child of mine do that, I wouldn't let a child of mine speak to me like that, they were the ones that didn't have kids. They went on perhaps later to have kids. But how strange, though. I wouldn't let a child of mine climb up that tree like that. You haven't got any kids, so shut up. I did say that to someone once. I remember summer evenings It's still daylight outside, the sun's still shining, been a lovely day. There are children playing in the street. I'm having to get into bed. Why do I have to go to bed? Because it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, but they're still out there, it's still daylight. Yeah, but. Why do I have to go to bed? Because I said so. Because it's bedtime. How can it be bedtime? It's daylight. Look, all my friends, they're still out there in the street. They're still playing. Why am I in bed? I remember that. Of course, then you get the older sibling, right, the younger one, right, go to bed, bedtime. Yeah, but again, why isn't she going to bed? Or why isn't he going to bed? Because he's older. He's going to stay up a little bit longer. When you're older, you can stay up a little bit longer. But I want to stay up a little bit longer now. Well, you can't. So it goes on. Meal times are always good fun when you're a kid. I was one of four. So the dinner would come up on the table. I don't like sausage and chips. Yeah, well, that's what we're having. Oh, I don't want that. I wanted shepherd's pie. Well, we're not having shepherd's pie. And if you're not careful as a mother or a father, if you're cooking the dinner, whoops, mustn't be sexist. Whoever's cooking the dinner, if you're not careful, you'd end up doing different meals. I remember that. One would have sausage and chips. One would have some shepherd's pie, which there was a little bit left over from the other day. One would have spam and beans or something. And I remember mother saying, why do I have to do all these different meals? Well, I should be able to cook one meal and we all eat it together. Yeah, meal times were fun. Why has he got more chips than me? I've just counted mine and he's got more chips. I suppose, really, they should have been counted out onto the plate so everyone's equal. No one counted the peas. I used to love sprouts. I still do. Others don't. Other kids hate sprouts. I really like sprouts. Is it a good idea to force a child to eat sprouts when he or she obviously doesn't like them? I don't know. I wouldn't like to be... Ah, talking of forced, wouldn't like to be forced. School dinners. Good grief. Good grief. Eat that all up. I don't like it. Teacher would come round, stand by the table in the hall where I was eating my dinner. Eat that. But I don't like liver and bacon. I don't care what you like or don't like. Eat it. And they'd stand there and force me to eat liver and bacon. A lot of people like it. I didn't. I was vegetarian way back then. Have been ever since. The last thing I wanted to eat was liver. It was absolutely disgusting. It was filth. I remember saying to one of the teachers once, I'm not eating that filth. And I got rapped on the knuckles. She had this ruler. She loved carrying this ruler around, whack, on the knuckles. As soon as she wasn't looking, that's it. Get rid of that. I used to put food. I always sat next to the back of this upright piano because it had a kind of cardboard, well, thick papery cardboard, almost hardboard back, and there was a hole in it. And I could just reach over, so I'd grab lumps of meat or whatever other filth they'd given me, half-cooked filth, and I'd stick it down the back of the piano. Of course, after a few, I don't know, weeks or months or whatever it was, there was this dreadful smell in the hall, in the assembly hall. Absolutely dreadful stench. And they discover what it was, because then they're trying to find out who normally sat next to the piano, and it was me. Well, they didn't. They didn't guess. They couldn't work it out, I don't think, because a lot of the kids changed round. But I always sat next to the piano, but luckily no one sussed that. Because after that, I had to take in paper or paper bags or whatever to put all this disgusting filth into. School dinners, absolutely disgusting. They say that your school days are the best days of your life. Well, I didn't think so. I hated it. But there we are. That's just a look back at what it was like to be a child and parenting. Just one thought. Not all children have happy childhoods. A lot of children living in poverty. So just a thought to bear in mind when we think back to our happy childhoods. If you want to email me with any suggestions or rude comments, it's raysrants, that's R-A-Y-S-R-A-N-T-S, or one word, raysrants@protonmail.com. raysrants@protonmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, especially your experiences of childhood or parenting. It'd be great. And perhaps I'll mention you in another podcast. Okay, that's it for now. See you next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.